You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
From NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Protests are being held today in the Washington, D.C. area as the Trump administration prepares to put many federal employees on administrative leave. Today, a large crowd gathered outside the U.S. Capitol to protest billionaire tech mogul Elon Musk's efforts to shut down the United States Agency for International Development. Here's NPR's Luke Garrett.
Crowds chanted against tech billionaire-turned-special government employee Elon Musk, who has called USAID a, quote, ball of worms. Musk has worked to dismantle the International Aid Agency with the support of President Donald Trump. Many at the rally were current USAID or nonprofit workers, but didn't want to give their names publicly, fearing that they'd be targeted by the Trump administration.
This is my career. I've worked in the sector for 7 years, and I'm not telling many people yet, but my first child is due in September. And I want to be able to feed my family.
USAID has announced that all employees are being placed on administrative leave and that overseas personnel are directed to return within 30 days. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.
As acting administrator for USAID, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending Trump's directive upending thousands of employees around the globe.
Our preference would have been to do this in a more orderly fashion from the top down, but we had no cooperation and, in fact, insubordination, and so it required us to work from the bottom up.
His position standing in stark contrast to his prior record in the U.S. Senate as a strong advocate for USAID's mission. He's been quoted saying that foreign aid as part of the country's overall budget accounts for less than 1% of the total amount the U.S. government spends. The White House says President Trump's not committed to sending troops to the Gaza Strip, but it's facing backlash from Trump's remarks, suggesting Gaza's Palestinian residents relocate to other parts of the Middle East and the U.S. control of the Gaza Strip. During a meeting today with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Netanyahu thanked Trump for his support.
The only way you get peace and an enduring peace is by being very, very strong.
That's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. U.S. households stand to see increased costs for goods. This after the administration proceeded with 10% tariffs on China, and more than double that still looms for Mexico and Canada. NPR's Laura Wamsley has the latest.
Buying goods imported from China, Canada, and Mexico could get a lot more expensive now that the Trump administration has implemented tariffs against China and the threat of tariffs on Mexico and Canada is delayed for at least a month. The Tax Foundation estimates U.S. households could get hit with an additional $800 in costs if all the tariffs are imposed. The bulk of that would come from the steep 25% tariffs proposed on imports from Canada and Mexico, which would raise the prices of everything from produce to building materials to cars and gas.
NPR's Laurel Wamsley reporting. U.S. stocks ended the day higher. The Dow closed up more than 300 points. It's NPR News. A former Georgia prosecutor has been acquitted of felony charges that she abused her power to protect the white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, in 2020. Today, a judge threw out the remaining charge that former District Attorney Jackie Johnson violated her oath of office. Senior Judge John Turner granted a defense challenge that the indictment used to charge Johnson had technical errors. The judge told attorneys it was a decision he did not want to make, and he expressed condolences to Arbery's mother, who was also in the courtroom. The Fire Aid Benefit Concert, held in Los Angeles last week, featured performances from more than 30 artists, including Billie Eilish and Joni Mitchell. Organizers say the concert raised more than $100 million. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has details.
On January 30th, dozens of celebrities gathered across two Los Angeles venues to raise money for wildfire relief efforts. Artists like Dr. Dre, Olivia Rodrigo, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers performed some of their biggest hits, many of which pay tribute to the City of Angels. Now, producers of the event have confirmed that ticket sales, merch sales, sponsorships, and donations are expected to exceed $100 million. The LA Clippers picked up the cost of putting on the shows. The funds will be administered through the Annenberg Foundation for immediate recovery efforts and long-term preventative measures in Southern California. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics, presenting I'm Still Here, a film by Walter Salles starring Fernanda Torres. A woman is forced to reinvent herself after her family suffers an injustice by the Brazilian government. Now playing select cities.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today west winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight west winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with fog. And Thursday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with fog. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarasheft, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today, south winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarasheft, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, south winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 2 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny. Patchy fog in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. Variable winds 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Patchy fog. Lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s. Southeast winds 15 miles an hour. And Thursday, partly cloudy. Isolated snow showers in the morning. Then scattered rain showers and isolated snow showers in the afternoon. Patchy fog. Highs in the 30s. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a low tide at 12:14 a.m. at 2 feet, 8 inches. A high at 6:57 a.m. at 7 feet, 10 inches. A low at 2:32 at 9 inches. And a high tonight at 9:06 at 4 feet, 7 inches. Your sun rose at 9:25 this morning and your sun will set at 6:27, giving us 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, I'll do some 80s stuff here. I can't really call it hard rock, but it's getting there. We've got some slow ones in here too, but you know, we have some Van Halen, Guns N' Roses, a little bit of Bon Jovi, Cinderella, if we have it, Judas Priest, and Rat, got all kinds of bands. We'll start out with Guns N' Roses with Paradise City, then Sweet Child of Mine. After that, Bon Jovi with Never Say Goodbye. Up next, we have Bon Jovi with Never Say Goodbye. And then after that, Bon Jovi with I'll Be There For You. And then Van Halen with Jump.
I'll be there for you. this time you're leaving. I'll need your suitcase to the ground. But as my broken heart lies bleeding, see true love is suicide.
I was sick of Van Halen for a little while longer. I have two more pieces by the group, and that's Drop Dead Legs. After that, Hot for Teacher. Then we'll turn it over to Whitesnake with Is This Love?
We'll be right back. a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
Oh!
Yeah, after that one, we need to be rocked like a hurricane. We're going to hear that by the Scorpions next. And then Don't Stop Believing, that's Journey. And then Second Chance, that's a real mellow piece for 38 Special. Definitely not the way they normally sound, but a great song. Here's the Scorpions.
Here I am, rock you like a lost. Katie's furry, scratch my skin. So what is wrong? Another sin.
Share